Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Chester Elton is here, too, ladies and gentlemen. Chester is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. He's a founder of Culture Works, author of many books, including my favorite, the new one that he and Adrian Gostick have written, called All In, How the Best Managers Create a Culture of Belief and Drive Big Results. Chester Elton, welcome back.
Always great to be with you, Jim.
Good to have you back. By the way, did you know this is your 9th anniversary show?
You know, I heard you talking about that in the intro. That's a long time.
A long time. You've been with us.
Me and you.
I know. And the present you get from us for the 9th anniversary, Chester, is an email.
Oh, thank you very much.
That's the present. That's the 9th anniversary present. Anyway, thank you so much for 9 great years. One of the things that that I know you've been working on and thinking about, and as have I, and that is how to take the relationship with customers to another level, to do what I call transcending competitiveness.
Right. Well, you know, I want to tell you a quick story, and this is where it really came into focus for me. You know, I travel a ton, and I fly at a Newark airport, so I fly United. And I've got, you know, 1.9 million miles on United.
Wow. And so you own United. Yeah. You own United, right?
Yes, well, it seems like it, right? So anyway, they've got, you know, silver, gold, platinum. And then there's another level called global services.
Wow.
And this is like the top 3%. And so, you know, you get all the little perks. And in the airline industry, there aren't as many as you would hope.
Not as they used to be.
Right, exactly. So, you know, when they do something nice for me, you know, it's kind of expected. You don't want to get too cocky, you know, but it's
right.
Kind of expected. I say, you know, I spend the equivalent of the GDP of a small European country
right.
Every year. You know, you figure there should be some perks. But what the United has done that's brilliant is they've extended the benefits. So when I take my frequent flyer miles and I book a flight for my wife or my kids, you know, I've got 4 kids in university this year. My wife's taking them out to get them settled and so on. They treat them as if they are me.
Wow.
So here's what happened. My wife takes my son out to university out in Utah, and because out in Salt Lake City. So United doesn't have a direct flight there. She's got to fly from Salt Lake City to Chicago and back to Newark. Well, the flight from Salt Lake to Chicago is a commuter jet. Got to check her bag at the door. Got to change plans in Chicago. The flight gets off a little late. The connection's going to be tight. They didn't know what gate the connecting flight was going to be at yet. And
right.
Pretty stressful. Now, for those of us who travel a lot, not as stressful. If you don't travel a lot, it can really, you know.
Right.
So she gets off the plane in Chicago Airport, waiting for her bag. And so there's a guy standing there in a suit with a sign that says, Mrs. Elton. She steps up and says, well, that's me. And he says, Mrs. Elton, you have a tight connection. She says, yes, can you help me? He says, follow me. Listen
wow.
to this. He takes her down to the tarmac, says, which bag is yours? She goes, that's my bag.
Wow.
Pulls it off the rack, puts it in the trunk of a black Mercedes limousine.
What?
I'm not kidding you. And drives her across the tarmac because you
I'm
know,
starting to get jealous head. Here. I'm starting to get jealous here, Chester.
You should be. I was. So they drive across. See, the commuter jets come in one side of O'Hare,
right,
and the
right.
jets fly out the other side.
Exactly.
She never would have made the connection.
No, that's
he
right.
She drives her across the runways and tarmacs, takes her up the ladder.
That was the aviation incident I saw in the news.
That's right. So she says to the guy, why am I getting all this attention? And he says, you're just special, ma'am. Well,
wow.
I did.
And
yeah,
I've never heard anybody, that. I've never heard a Chicagoan say ma'am before. That's impressive.
So here's the point. You know, I get on, she texts me and she says, Chess, here's what happened. Have they ever done that for you? And I went, no.
Heck no.
But I called United, you know, I called the help
yeah.
line. I said, I need to talk to a supervisor, which usually means bad news, right?
Right.
I said, no, this is a good story. And I'm talking to the supervisor. I said, listen, thank you so much. She goes, isn't that a cool service? We only have it in Chicago and Houston, but we're extending it for our Global Service members. And I said, yeah, but let me tell you something. When you do something nice for me, that's great.
Yeah.
But when you take care of my family, when I can't be
absolutely.
That means more to me than
absolutely.
Anything.
Absolutely.
I'm going to be flying United for a long time. In fact, I don't think my wife will let me fly another airline at this point.
And I'm just hoping they'll get my bags there on time. I have low expectations of them.
Well, right. But here's the message to every business owner, big, small, or indifferent. Behind every client, there's a family. Right?
Yeah,
there are
that's
relationships.
Right.
And if you can find ways to extend the benefits, like they did for me with Global Services, boy, you know, you become family. You do something nice for me, that's great. You do something nice for my family, now we're family. And for small businesses, it could be as simple as, you know that the kid is going off to college, and you extend a discount to him for shipping his stuff out to school, or remembering birthdays, or
that's
a child
right.
is born.
That's
you know
right.
I mean? Extend the benefits. Understand that behind those customers, there are families that we're working really hard to support.
My insurance agent and my jeweler have never, ever let me forget a birthday or an anniversary.
There you go.
And especially my jeweler, you know, and but no, that's exactly right. And you know, I've said for years, one of the examples I've given along those lines is a tire store, a small business tire store. Walmart can sell tires cheaper than the small tire store can buy them. So how can he stay in business? Well, he doesn't sell tires. He talks to his customers about peace of mind. I'm going to make sure your family is riding on the best tires possible. That's how you sell tires that cost more than Walmart.
Sure, sure. Well, for me, it was just a remarkable experience.
Well, thing is, right now, your attitude about United is peace of mind. You know, you feel that if next time that you know your wife goes out, that she's going to be taken care of. Now, of course, you're in an elite class, and the rest of us aren't. But a class of one, folks. There's only one person in that group that Chester was talking about, and that's Chester. But the thing is at least it's nice for the rest of us to know that the company has those kinds of values.
Sure.
It's the values. That's the big deal. And I'm going to take a quick break because I want to talk about this more. And I want to convert this into something else small business owners can do. And I want you to help me with this in the next segment. I need your website, Chester.
It's theCultureWorks.com.
TheCultureWorks.com. The book is called All In. It's my favorite one of all the books that Chester and Adrian have written. I hope you check it out. Wherever books are sold, 20 after, I'm Jim Blassingame. I promise I'll be right back.
Yeah, we dance. Stop my bebop, baby, at the Union Hall.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.